Hello, Podlers. 10 weeks of tickets continues on The Breakfast Show, and we have a brand new game. Go! Come on, get behind your team member. Claims are first out the door. They got the eyes blown back in. Oh, unbelievable scenes as Glenn's cold balloon blows back in through the door due to the air conditioning unit located in the ceiling panel. Matt Dyson is in the lead at the moment, Paul, with two balloons.
Come on,
Glenn! Oh, sorry. Okay, they almost bumped into each other. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:35, that is the time. The day of the week, Monday. So we just had a weekend. Whether you worked it, we had some fun, whether you enjoyed the sunshine, whatever went down for you, I'd like you to tell me tale using emojis. So we start with a mountain emoji, a boot emoji, a snake emoji, a tree emoji, sun, blistering emoji, and a very hot-faced emoji. Ooh. And this has come from Zoe, Rach and M. Good morning to Zoe, Rach and M. They did a 9.2-mile hike of Snake Pass.
Ooh.
Or Snake Pass, as it's called from the locals.
Of course.
I've driven through Snake Pass in the snow.
Up near the Peak.
Oh, wow.
District.
Yeah, it's one of the most beautiful and terrifying things I think I've ever done. Matt, are you a fan of Snake Pass?
I love a bit of Snake
I've
Pass.
I've walked it.
Have you?
Yeah, I walked from Sheffield to Manchester once.
Nice.
Me and a friend were really bored.
Oh,
so we walked from Sheffield to Manchester.
Wow. Do you know, when we first met, I think that was the first anecdote you ever told me. About 7 years ago.
I'd done it the previous year. You're wondering why my legs were bleeding. Yeah.
Glenn, you look exhausted. Are you okay? So you even bested 9.2 miles by Zoe, Rach and M.
Yeah, not to rain on their parade, but the whole aim was we were going to go to Manchester and find like an all-you-can-eat Chinese restaurant, not eat all day. I mean, at the end of it, be like, oh my God, we're just going to eat every single bit of food in this restaurant. We'll be so starving. Yeah. And we got to Manchester at like 9:30 and we text a friend to be like, what time's the last train? He was like, in about 10 minutes. So we just had to go to Manchester, went straight on the train, got home and didn't have dinner.
So gutting. So tell us about Sheffield to Manchester. How long did that take?
It took about 12 to 14 hours.
This is the annual pilgrimage, the Glenmore Walk.
That's what they've done. Yeah, they've done the half, and that's still admirable.
Get a little wooden medal that you can put around your neck. That's absolutely fine. Well done, Zoe, Rach and M. So we've got a beach umbrella, sun, car, explosion, crying face emoji, crying face emoji, crying face emoji, money flying out the window, a car, and then a small smile. Dave, we went to spend the day on the beach. On the drive home, the car decided it wanted to go bang, meaning yesterday we spent the whole day trying to get a new one sorted. That's coming there. Lauren in Rotherham says, London for the Women's FA Cup final, glory, glory, Man United with my daughter and her friends.
Nice.
So keep them coming, because that was the little person emoji, football emoji, trophy, medal, and again, money flying out the window. 8, 12, 15 more coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
6:49. On your Monday morning, welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And with that in mind, we are but 40 minutes away from the return of 10 weeks of tickets. And this week on The Breakfast Show, we are fully focused on getting you in to see Mr. Liam Gallagher. But right now, it's a tale of your weekend told through emojis. Erica sends a car, a football, a beer, a happy little guy, then a car, then a kind of shouting face emoji. It's difficult to describe some of them. Erica says, I dropped my husband off in town. He watched a football match and then he had a drink with the lads. I picked him back up again and he was chatting drunk nonsense.
And that is
the tale of Erica's weekend. You're a trooper, Erica. Train, I think that's a horse. Football, that's definitely a lion. Beer, little dancing disco emoji. Went to Nottingham race course for some day drinking, then Nottingham Forest to watch Chelsea win, drinking more beer, and then finally into town for some dancing. That's from Andy in Yielding. And then some drunk chatting to Erica in the car afterwards. Car, clock, zombie emoji. That's never been used in this feature before. Thumbs up emoji, and then another clock emoji. And Gavin Collins says, Dave, I drove to HorrorCon. It took 3 hours to get there. I met a very famous zombie actor and I drove back home.
Whoa.
We suspect the very famous zombie actor, quote unquote, could be David Morrissey from The Walking Dead.
Oh.
was at HorrorCon, was he?
I think he was, as was Griffin June from the legendary American Werewolf in London. But as soon as David Morrissey got into The Walking Dead, that was around the period I stopped watching it. Because everyone has a point in their life where they just stopped watching The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I stopped when Neil Morrissey was in it. and as about five seasons in, it really dropped off. It really dropped off at that point.
That famous episode, Men Behaving.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
7:07 on your Monday morning. So, Matt Dyson.
Yes.
What's trending? What's going on?
Well, I think the image of the weekend from social media has to be Noel Gallagher recreating a Where's Wally picture in the away end at Craven Cottage. I mean, it's the most amazing image.
Liam's called it worse, so you're absolutely fine.
So Noel keeps going. He keeps going to Man City games and sitting in with the fans. He's not in the corporate hospitality area. He's in with the real fans, and they always find him on TV. And at the end, when Man City won, and they were all celebrating, Man City fans do this thing called the Poznan, which you will have seen before.
Yeah. Where it's a great thing to see, isn't it? The team in Europe,
and they all turn their backs to the game and put their arms around each other and jump up and down.
And they bounce around,
for a couple of minutes. But Noel...
We have big Man City supporting friends who have been doing this since they were wee lads.
Been doing the Poznan for ages, And but Noel does not join in with the
Poznan. Noel is not Poznan!
The video is amazing.
It looks like an album cover.
It does. It's got to be his next album cover.
It really does.
It's just like hordes of people all with their backs to the... Yeah. And then there's just Noel standing there in sunglasses looking effortlessly cool but also a bit like a grumpy old man at the same time.
Yeah, cantankerous but cool. Yeah, that's what Noel Gallagher is, right? That's what he is. That's his unique selling point.
Yeah. But it's just an amazing image. If you've not seen it, I'll share it. It's just well worth having a look at that, and the video footage is great.
Where are you sharing it, Matt? Where can we see it?
I'll put it on my Twitter. It's already up there, in fact. You can have a look at that, @RealDysonator on Twitter if you want to have a look at that. And then the other amazing story.
Don't call Twitter anymore, mate. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. The portal. Have you seen the portal between New York and Dublin?
No, not until you showed it to me earlier this morning. My mind is blown.
It's an interactive sculpture, they're calling it. A 3.5 ton portal. So it's got a big metal ring, like a portal you'd see in a sci-fi film. But it's just like it's a 24-hour
It's a massive zoom, basically. Yeah. What it is. It's a massive
They call it an interactive sculpture, but it connects New York in the Manhattan. I think it's the New York with Dublin. A 24/7 live video.
Two great cities.
So it links up to O'Connell Street in Dublin, and it was all started really well. And the people behind it, portals.org, they say the plan is to build a bridge to a united planet. What a lovely idea!
Yeah, nice.
People communicating each other 24 hours a day on different sides of the world.
It didn't work out, did it?
So it started off really well, and there were like dance troops dancing in unison on both sides of the portal.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It didn't work out. Dance troops.
No escaping them. But then people started drinking on the Dublin side, because it's in that sort of area of town where people go out and have a few drinks. And Moonies were pulled very early on. There was people showing their bottoms.
Moonies? Is it like the Noel Gallagher thing? Yeah.
And apparently within hours, the police had to be called because a very drunk woman in her 40s was led away after grinding against the screen.
Is there a more horrific sentence that Matt Dyson's read aloud from the internet in the recent past?
Apparently, onlookers say she was there for 20 minutes, very drunk.
20 minutes? That's the length of an episode of The Simpsons.
That is a long grind. I admire it. I'm going
to Dublin next weekend. Send in your requests and I'll do it.
Beat the record.
Glenn Moore's extreme grinding. I can't wait. So she was slapping and grinding against the portal.
Oh wow!
Before the police stepped in,
and obviously because of the time difference in New York, people commuting to work.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
One breakfast show, 9 different playlists. If you're listening on the main station, that's Liam Gallagher and John Squire, raise your hands. And if you're a big Liam Gallagher fan, well, as my forefathers used to say, don't touch that dial, because in about 15 minutes time, we've got your chance to see Liam Gallagher at the O2 in London perform the album Definitely Maybe in its entirety. What a gig that is going to be. And it's all part of 10 weeks of tickets. But right now, well, let's explore those 9 different players I just spoke of, shall we, with a game of blind ranking. So this morning, Matt and Glenn, you're going to blind rank 3 songs coming up from across the decade stations. I'll play you the first song. You put it in first place, second place, or third place, but without hearing the next song along. This is the first time we've done blind ranking as a versus battle. I know that a lot of people play along with just one other person as you listen. So this gives us a little flavour of what that might be like. And we start with Absolute 80s and this. Nailed on number one.
I mean, much as I love them, not this one I hear.
Oh,
I hear
hang on.
I mean, you know,
oh,
I just say,
please don't spare us.
I can't help it.
Why haven't you learned that yet?
I'm just going to put it in two because I feel that's a safe bet.
Okay.
So sorry,
I'm going to do the same. I just think there's something out there.
Yeah,
there's something out there.
I don't know.
Something big this way comes.
Okay, well that thing is from Absolute Radio 60s, and it's Janis Joplin.
Oh.
Big Brother and the Holding Company, of course.
Well, see, this is the sort of unexpected music selection I've been hoping for, so I've got to put it number one. Joplin's number one.
I'm going to put it in three. I think something's coming. I think something's coming. Yeah.
You'd hate the free Absolute Radio app because it shows you the songs that are coming up. And I know you like the surprise element of it all, don't you? That's fair enough. Okay, so that means this final song, and this has been interesting with the two of you doing this, because, Matt, this is going to be your least favourite, and Glenn, this is going to be your favourite.
Yeah, the song's coming.
Good.
Something's coming on Absolute Radio 70s, and it's Donna Summer.
Ah. Oh, I was wrong.
No.
You don't feel
not
if you were,
not,
if you were to switch them round, given hindsight, what's the order?
This goes into third and everything else gets bumped up a place.
Yeah. Okay, so
which
basically Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, I wish I was you.
Yeah. I'll have what Matt's having. That's what we're saying. Okay, fine.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets continues here on The Breakfast Show. Over the coming weeks, I have your chance to see Green Day and The Killers and Kasabian and The Manics and Suede and Stevie Nicks. I have your chance to be at festivals like Kendall Calling, Reading and the Isle of Wight Festival. But this week, as promised, it's all about seeing Liam Gallagher at London's O2 Arena on the 6th of June as we play for the very first time Up in the Sky.
Yes, Dave, we are delving into the back catalogue as Liam celebrates 30 years of Definitely Maybe. And we've had a look at the track listing and come up with Up in the Sky. So in the studio, there are six helium balloons currently up in the sky. Two members of the team have to successfully...
You and Glenn.
Yeah, yeah, apparently so, yeah. So me and Glenn are going to have to successfully transport three balloons each from this studio, Glenn, to the studio where you are, only using your teeth and the ribbon.
Right. It brings up a recurring theme of please don't film this.
Yes, yeah.
Please don't film this game either.
Exactly. This is Wilson, certainly not film.
As I turn on the world's brightest studio lights, Glenn suspects he knows what's coming.
So the caller that backs the successful presenter will win the tickets. There you go.
Okay, so if you would like to play Up in the Sky, call us right now on 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. All the T's and C's are online.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets
on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
10 weeks of tickets is back this morning. We're giving away a pair of tickets to see Liam Gallagher at London's O2 Arena on the 6th of June as we play Up in the Sky. Of course, that's taken from the album Definitely Maybe, which Liam is going to be performing in full. And in the studio, we have six helium balloons, three of which are blue, three are gold. They are up in the sky here in the studio. Matt and Glenn are going to attempt to transport them using just their teeth attached to the ribbons dangling down and move them into the adjacent studio as quickly as they possibly can. And this morning, Matt Dyson and his blue balloons are representing listener Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. And Glenn and his balloons of gold are representing Chloe on line two. Good morning, Chloe.
Morning, team.
Okay, hello, hi. Chloe. Hello, Paul. I want you to be cheering along as we attempt to do this. Old Swiss, would you please open the studio door? Matt and Glenn stand side by side. Are you ready to play? Oh, Jocelyn. Oh, there's Jocelyn.
It's all fair.
We're going to play Up in the Sky. Go! But Glenn's the first out the door. And they go, oh, it's blown back in.
Oh,
unbelievable scenes as Glenn's gold balloon blows back in through the door due to the air conditioning unit located in the ceiling panel. Matt Dyson is in the lead at the moment, Paul, with two balloons.
Come on,
Glenn's. Oh, sorry. Okay. They almost bumped into each other as Matt Dyson does it. Matt Dyson has done it, Paul.
Yeah.
You won your way in to see Liam Gallagher perform live at the O2 Arena on the 6th of June. Definitely, maybe, in its entirety. Matt Dyson, when you came running over here, you opened your mouth so wide, I thought, finally, we were going to get off with each other. But it was all about the balloons. Unlucky Glenn, unlucky Chloe. Matt Dyson, well done. 10 weeks of tickets continues on Home Time with Bush and Richie. Your chance to see the Eagles and AC/DC. Oh, yes.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning and welcome along to the show on a Monday that marks the start of Mental Health Awareness Week. On this particular day, I always like to take a minute or two to check in with you and ask if you're okay and tell you that if you are struggling in any way, then that is, of course, perfectly normal, and that there are plenty of resources and support available for you or for someone you may be concerned about. However, this year, for the very first time, we want to focus on having conversations about mental health with our kids. It's tough being a kid. Every single person listening to me right now will know that to be the case, no matter who they are. Of course, our experiences and the challenges we may have faced as children will be wildly different, but each and every one of us will have that thing. Maybe even more than one thing that even to this day in adulthood can manifest pretty deep emotions. Most of us grew up at a time and probably within an environment where we simply didn't talk about our fears or concerns as young people. But thankfully, that is changing. And it's changing in a big and positive way as we see conversations about mental health starting to take place in schools around the UK. And I believe as parents or guardians, grandparents, uncles, aunties, we need to be doubling down and supporting this work. When was the last time you spoke to your kids about how they're feeling? For the little ones, it could be feeling sad or worried about something. And for the teens, well, it could be the stress surrounding exams or pressures from their peer group or, of course, anxiety from social media. We all want the best for our kids, but if we're not asking them how they're feeling and listening to them, then unfortunately, the fact is, I believe, we're kind of letting them down. Now, many of you may already be doing this kind of thing, and that's wonderful. But I also appreciate that this may not come so naturally to a lot of people. Whilst I have always been comfortable in asking my daughter if she's okay and what I can do to help her, I'm certainly no expert. But remember, it doesn't have to be some big, formal, sit-down conversation. Sometimes it can happen when you guys are doing something else. The distraction can actually help you. For example, you know, I have a feeling that over the coming years, Evie and I will have a lot of pretty important conversations over a little game of something on the PlayStation. You can start by asking a very simple yet very important question. And that question is, how are you feeling? Or more serious questions like, do you want to talk about what's going on? How can I support you? You can also keep it breezy, maybe just to get a dialogue started. You know, what's your favourite song at the moment? Would I like it? By the way, the answer to that last one is most likely to be no, you wouldn't like it. You don't understand music. You're old. It's also well worth remembering that you are the leading expert when it comes to your child. You can tell when they aren't in the mood to talk. So just let it go. Don't force it. Simply reassure them that if they don't want to talk to you now, that they can do so at any time that suits them. And so I suppose the last question here is, why is this so important to me? Well, it isn't just because I am a parent or because I'm an uncle or because I have, like, I think it's a gazillion amazing godchildren. It's because I know, we all know here, how many families tune into our little show every morning. We know that we are on when you're sat around the breakfast table, or we are on in your cars while you're doing the school run. And I know for a fact that you're all playing along to Five Words, Five Grand of a Morning. And to know that is a great privilege to me. I find it the most beautiful thing in the whole world. And even more beautiful things will come from the conversations that you start to have with your kids. I promise you that. So start the conversation about mental health with your children as soon as you're able to. And of course, there is a wealth of helpful information on our website. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where at the beginning of each week we like to just get it out there and ask the big question: are you weird? And the way in which you answer it is by saying, Dave, is it weird that I? And doing just that right now is Anne-Marie. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, welcome Anne-Marie. Along to the show. So please do continue. Complete that sentence. Is it weird that I?
Order a hamburger, but I have to eat it layer by layer. I won't eat the whole thing in one go.
Yes, I can confirm that is weird. That is weird.
The
Anne-Marie.
Worst way to do it.
Sometimes
surely.
We roll it around a bit, we debate, yeah. Discuss whether we think something's weird or not, but eating a burger layer by layer is unusual. So let me ask, when did this start?
It's always been like that. I've got some deep-rooted issues in terms of deconstructing a burger, but it's always been like that.
Okay, deep-rooted issues with deconstructing a burger is a great name for a podcast, Anne-Marie, so let's just get that out of the way, shall we?
Yeah, I suppose you are deconstructing it, but surely starting with dry bread and then ending with dry bread is the worst way to start and end any meal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's literally a dry bread sandwich. So Matt's right. You see, you take the top bun off, you eat that, and then I presume you move on to, like, tomato or lettuce, and then you're into the patty.
That's right. And then sometimes, so it gets a little bit weirder, so sometimes the cheese would have melted into the patty, and then I have to eat that together.
Right.
Because I can't pull the cheese off.
But you've tried, haven't you, Anne-Marie? My goodness, you've tried. has this been a strange affliction on, you know, maybe when you were, if you are, and it's a very personal question, but we're like dating? Have you ever met somebody and they've gone, hey, there's this new burger joint, why don't you come and why don't we go and check it out? And you're like, oh no, they're going to find out.
I'm going to have to deconstruct it.
I'm going to have to be licking flat cheese off or something soon. No one wants to see this.
Every time we go anywhere, my husband and my kids will look at me and go, no, that's just not right. It is frowned upon, put it that way.
And is this across the board? I mean, there are only good burgers, really.
Yeah.
But would you do this if you were having a burger at, like, a Gordon Ramsay restaurant as much as you would your local Mackie D's at, you know, midnight on a Wednesday?
I think Gordon Ramsay would probably hate me, but I probably would deconstruct his burger
really?
As well.
Yeah, wow. Okay, this is... This
absolutely. But
it's just burgers. You don't, like, try and deconstruct lasagna or anything like that.
I don't have time for all of that.
She draws a line somewhere.
That's
right,
just silly. Have you ever influenced? You mentioned your kids there. They're not going, oh, I might give that thing a go that mum does. They're sticking firmly with the eating it normally. Yeah. Okay.
No, they're definitely not on board with my weird.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know? I would say I think it's level weird with people who eat hamburgers with knives and forks.
Yes.
Like the Hypebeast Womble executive producer.
Yeah,
Mark does.
It's up there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Anne-Marie, it has been been lovely having you share your beautiful weirdness with me and the people of the UK. Love to the family and thanks for tuning into The Breakfast Show.
All the best. Have a great day.
Cheers, Anne-Marie. That's the kind of thing we love. 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is always nice to find a portion of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show that we can dedicate to you telling me just how weird you are. This morning is no different. We've already heard from a listener named Anne-Marie who eats her burger layer by layer. She starts at the top and works her way down to the bottom.
Yeah.
And now joining us on line one, we have Alison, who starts at the bottom and works her way up to the top. I know why! Good morning, Alison. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello.
Morning.
So, Alison, it's not burgers. You start at the bottom and work your way up to the top of what?
A fab ice lolly.
Ooh, quite this timely, as we've had some nice weather in main parts of the UK. So, when did this start for you, Alison?
Well, I think possibly we could put it down to a midlife crisis. It only happened. I turned 50 in December, and it only happened a few months ago. I thought, oh,
that's
actually.
When it started.
It was like, do I get a sports car or do I start eating fabs from the bottom up? It's a classic midlife crisis dilemma.
Difficult choice.
Yeah, well, I mean, Alison, once you did this for the first time, were you like, why have I not done this before? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why has this not been my techers? A revelation.
Because you end on the best bit. I can see you. The thinking
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So for those who may not be familiar with the fab, I mean, I know all of you are, but just in case some people aren't, it's kind of got a red strawberry bit at the bottom, nearest the bit of the stick that
the
you
worst
hold.
Bit.
Then there's the lemonade-y white bit in the middle. Then the top bit is like chocolate covered with hundreds of thousands on it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, would you recommend other people do this?
Absolutely. I was a bit worried that it might be difficult trying to get around the lollipop stick. It's not. Just take your time, go steady, you'll be fine, and you'll never look back.
I have a concern about the top bit falling off the top of the stick.
Yeah, gravity's a concern.
How rooted is it?
No, that was my concern as well, Matt. No, it's absolutely fine.
It's fine.
You kind of work from the outside in, carefully.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All good.
So, so what the dream for you, Alison, is that in the end your fab has got no red bit, no white bit, and you've just got a long stick with a chocolate bit and hundreds of thousands on the top.
Yeah.
Well, no, but the red and the white bit are inside.
It's all layered.
Yes, layered.
It's like a tree. You can't open calories. It's incredible experience.
That's how old a fab is.
Yeah, I mean,
it is one of nature's great wonders. The fab.
I love the disdain in Alison's voice. That she's got to talk to such an amateur as myself when it comes to fabs. It's like, why don't you know what you're talking about, Dave, you buffoon? Okay, well, I mean, any more follow-up questions, or should we just conclude that this
is quite weird?
I'm
going to try it today. I love it. It's a great idea.
Well, you've got a lot of fabs in the house at the moment.
Yeah,
let's tell everyone what happened to you.
My 12-year-old daughter, Bess, went to the shop on the way home from school on Friday. I said, oh, what have you got from the co-op? She goes, just 12 fabs.
12 fabs?
12. That's all she had.
Do they come in packs of 12?
They come in packs of 6, but she got 2 of them.
Yeah, I love to crack open a 6-pack on a Friday.
They weren't even on offer.
Come on. When she woke up next morning, she's got the wrappers all just discarded over. Yeah. Oh, what a big night. What a big night. Well, let me just say, Alison, it has been fab talking to you What's that smell? Is it? It's another award. Thank you very much indeed, Alison, for sharing the reason that you are weird. That's exactly the kind of thing we are after.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is your Monday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where, of course, at the start of every week, we like to give you the opportunity to fess up and share the things that you believe might make you slightly weirder than the average human being. 8-12-15 is the number, and we have not one, not two, but three, yes, a triple whammy from Kerry in Somerset. And she says, morning, Dave and the team. Is it weird that I... And then in Bolden, she's gone for number one, I eat potatoes raw.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just weird. I think it's actually hazardous to your health. Yeah. You're poisoning yourself. Yeah. But you're not the first person
yes,
to...
Yes, we've had that.
And I used to eat them raw as a kid as well.
You did, yeah.
Very irresponsible from Mama Bear, but she used to slip me a little bit of potato when she was making dinner.
But get in touch later in the week for our Is It Deadly That I...
I like to lick this particular type of toad that I found in the jungle a few years ago, right? Number two. When I've worn shoes outside of the house, I bring them home and wash them under the tap and dry them before I put them back on the shoe rack.
What?
Even
just... when they're not covered in mud, that seems unnecessary, surely.
Yeah, again, I don't think this is weird. I think this is, you know, am I one of Dave's ideal people that he'd like to know in his actual life?
Are we talking about the underside of the shoe, or do they literally just fill it up with water from the inside out?
I like sloshing
around. I imagine that's really satisfying to do with a welly.
And finally, number three, that I put salt on my apples and oranges when I eat them. And
as I say, that's I don't like that.
Fruit.
You're good with this kind of stuff, Matt.
Salt on a celery or a radish, perhaps, but never fruit. Come
no.
On. It will take the moisture out of it. It will withdraw it, won't it?
It won't be perverse.
No, exactly.
Sorry.
Thanks, Dave.
Matt taught me a culinary term about 3 weeks ago, and I just use it whenever I can. I don't even know if it applies. Anyway, Kerry, I think it's a 3 out of 3 for the weirdness there, kids. Yeah, so, congratulations.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Time once again to bid you farewell from another edition of The Breakfast Show. To thank you for tuning in and to remind you that the whole thing lives on without any adverts or songs in podcast form, and it will be made available in about 10 minutes time wherever you do your pod dealings. Let's take a look through the podcast names. Mm-hmm. The times I rung the podcast naming bell this morning. They've done the annual Glenmore pilgrimage. Noel does not Poznan. It's just a massive Zoom. 20 minutes is a long grind. Please don't film this. Deep-rooted issues with deconstructed burgers. Oh. She draws the line at lasagna. Count the rings on the inside of your fab lolly to see how old it is. So they're the options, Matt.
Some out of context gold there. I mean, I do love 20 minutes is a long grind, but I think deep-rooted issues with deconstructed burgers could be the one.
I think you are absolutely right, Matt Dyson, and therefore, the podcast has a title. Right, Leona Graham's on the way. She's got the tea break trivia and the details you need to enter £1 million Make Me a Winner, which today is worth £110,000. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. As always, I urge you to stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.